We're here with Rob Childress. A&M wins a nail biter last night against a good TCU team, 3-2. And you know, you talked a couple weeks ago about you hadn't been in the close games, but now you've been playing them this last week. Whether it's a 12-11 or 3-2 or 2-1, y'all have played some tough, tight ball games.
You know, we just find a way to win. I mean, somebody asked me last night after the game, you know, the same question. Just there's no panic, there's no fear or anxiety in our players. They just know they're going to find a way to win and be right there to the end. And we've won a lot of different ways. I mean, you know, a wild pitch slash more pass ball last night, a walk-off balk, a walk-off home run. I mean, just a lot of different ways. I mean, there's just, you can see this team loves to play. They love to play for each other, and they play extremely hard. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to come out and watch them play, knowing that they're going to give it everything they got, and they're going to be in the game till the end.
I know that last night you faced two guys that are well-known in the scouting community, two guys that will bring it pretty good. And when you go to a closer at the end of a ball game throwing 97, 98 miles an hour, your guys have to get dialed in. And even though you didn't get a hit, you put yourself in a position with good at-bats to win that game.
We really did. I mean, Seth Garrison is a young man that's, you know, as good as they get at recovering from Tommy John. I thought he did an outstanding job pitching against our lineup. And you know, the wind was blowing in about 30 miles an hour, and it was going to be a pitcher's day, pitching and defense. And, you know, it came down to whoever made the fewest mistakes was going to win. And that's kind of what happened at the end of the game. I mean, walk a guy, hit a guy, you know, dirt ball read, and get him into scoring position in a wild pitch. And just like that, the game's over. And, you know, I thought Scott Meagle got better as he went. And Hank Robertson came in, was really sharp for one, and he walked the leadoff hitter in the seventh, and you know, it's time to go to Kyle Tebow, and you know, he came in, was outstanding, and you know, just overpowered him. And you know, the ball that ended the game, you know, any other park, any other day would have been a two-run walk-off home run, and it was just, you know, we caught it on the right day, and it's kind of the way things have been going this month.
Kyle really dialed it up. I know after that first inning, does it happen with pitchers that you see a guy, when there's a radar gun in the house, that a guy's really throwing hard, and you have a hard thrower that goes out there themselves? Because he was running it up to 96 as well.
Yeah, I mean, when they got the radar gun up, and, you know, they had Andrew Cashner run it up there 97, 98 miles an hour, you know, if you got a chance to get close to that, I'm sure Tebow was taking a peek at the scoreboard, whether he'll say so or not. And a lot of times that can get you in trouble. It's not how hard you throw it, it's where you throw it, and can you change speeds. And you know, the key is, you know, making the hitter get out of his swing and, you know, just miss it a little bit, and you know, speed him up, slow him down. And you know, I don't know if they were trying to go mano-a-mano or what with the velocity, but I'm not a big fan of the velocities being up on the scoreboard, to be honest with you.
I know that you go up there, a record crowd last night at TCU. This is a long-term contract. What did you think about having the Aggie fans come out and force there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Well, you know how I feel about going on the road. I don't ever want to go on the road. I want to play at Olsen Field as much as I can. But last night, to have 4,300 there, and I'd be shocked to say if it wasn't, you know, 3,200 people there in maroon, it was a good feeling. It felt like a home game for us. And, you know, in the ninth inning with a one-run lead, and we're singing the war hymn, I mean, it was a pretty good feeling. And I think some people in purple were a little bit offended. And, you know, I don't know about being offended, but, you know, when you've got a crowd that'll travel like we do, it's an incredible feeling. I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's a huge weekend for us, and then, you know, in 2 weeks we go back there again, and I can't wait to go back to UT Arlington and know that we're going to have the support of Aggies from all over the Metroplex there in Arlington.
A big weekend this weekend coming up, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a little bit different on the schedule, but Dallas Baptist is a team that, you know, is making a push to try to be an independent that makes the NCAA tournament. They're going to be fired up to play you, and it's going to be ones versus ones, a first, second, and third pitcher for each team. And I know they play a lot of Big 12 teams on Tuesdays. They're going to have to match up against your best pitchers, and it's going to be a great matchup.
It really will. I mean, but for, you know, first and foremost, we're not going to short rest our pitchers. We'll throw Kirkland Rivers tomorrow, and then we'll go Brooks Raley on Friday and Barrett Lux on Saturday. And I think it's time for Kirkland Rivers to make a move. I was very impressed with his outing on Saturday and looking forward to seeing him throw tomorrow. But DBU has an outstanding program. I think Dan Heefner is a rising star in college baseball. I got a chance to know him when I was at Nebraska, and he was at Creighton. Handles the hitting, does an incredible job of developing those hitters, and they play extremely hard. They've got an outstanding RPI. They have two wins over Rice. They've beaten Oral Roberts. They've beaten Baylor. This is a conference weekend for us, and we need to be ready. It's at this point in time, getting into the month of May, we had a great month of April, 17-1, and now it's May. And championships are set up to be won in May. And what we're playing for is, number one, to win the Big 12 conference outright, but also playing to have the opportunity to host a regional, and if we get there, a super regional, being a top eight national seed. We're at a point where we can do that, but, you know, in May, you've got to finish strong. They always look at your last 10 games, how do you finish, and, you know, our RPI needs to keep climbing. Last night was big for us. This weekend is also big for us. I mean, they've got an RPI in the low 40s, and, you know, we need all the support we can get, and this is an important weekend for us, and I hope that with all the students that do have finals going on, they can take a three-hour break and come out here and be as loud and intimidating as they've been all year, and all our season ticket holders can come out and, you know, support us. This is a huge weekend, and, you know, on Friday night, we've got Military Appreciation Night, which is done by our marketing department. They do an incredible job, very emotional start and night to the game, throughout the game, and Saturday, we've got the Junior Aggie Baseball Clinic after the game for 1 hour. We'll be with all of our players. And if your kids aren't in the Junior Aggie Club right now, get them in there and bring them out. And I can promise you our kids will have a lot of fun with them after the game on Saturday.
Also, Thursday night, they extended the promotion where if you buy an adult ticket, you get four kids in there. The opportunity is there to come out and watch a top 10 baseball program. And, you know, you can have fans that fall in love with your team the last 3 weeks. You don't mind, as long as they're going to come, and then tickets available for the Longhorns as well. This is a lot of good baseball, even though you only have five home games left on the schedule.
You know, this weekend is every bit as important to us as the next two coming up, and we need all the fans out here that we can get, and we've only got five regular season home games left, and if you haven't come out to see us already, come out and see us. I think you're going to like the product we put on the field. Our kids are going to play hard. You're going to play with a chip on their shoulder, and they'll play to the last out's made. I'm not saying we're going to win every time, but that's the effort that you're going to get out of our kids, and it's a fun brand of baseball. And, you know, again, this is a huge weekend for us, and we need to get off to the right foot. And it's different than most. We've got a Thursday through Saturday series, and, you know, give our kids a day off Sunday to get ahead on their finals and get ready to finish this academic year up the right way too.
I know that on the trip last night, going up to TCU, really didn't find out till I got back today, but that Coach Hayes has gone ahead and Dan Spencer's been named as a head coach designate there at TCU. I know you've known Coach Spencer a long time. What does that do as you see the Big 12 with Coach Hayes eventually going to be replaced by one of the bright young assistants in the coaching ranks, just like you were one of those bright young assistants just 3 years ago?
You know, first and foremost, I have the utmost respect for Coach Hayes. He's done an incredible job for college baseball, and he's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I'm just honored to coach against him, you know, as an assistant coach at Nebraska, and just the teams that he puts on the field year in, year out, and, you know, the way their guys compete. I mean, he's not just a great coach. He's also a gentleman and a great man, and he's a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it, and I know he'll go out the right way, and he'll always be remembered. He's always treated me with utmost respect, and got a lot of respect for him. And, you know, Dan Spencer I got to know at the University of Nebraska just on the road recruiting, and we were in Omaha twice together, and got a lot of respect for him, too. I know he's going to do a great job. He's already done a great job at Texas Tech with their pitching staff and their team, and, you know, he's going to be a great head coach. There's no doubt about it, and, you know, he'll definitely make our job tougher as we go in the Big 12.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and everybody come on out 6:30 Thursday night, Friday night, and then 2 o'clock on Saturday. Good luck this week, Coach.
Thank you.